Well, here in Spain from Blevins Franks, Brett Hansen joins me again this week. How are you doing, Brett?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Well, if you weren't listening last week, we looked at taking UK pensions in Spain, and it was clear that using a professional advisor would be invaluable. So today, Brett will share some advice on choosing an advisor. So many British expats will have a UK advisor who they've been dealing with for some time. But what are the advantages of finding a locally based advisor now they're living in Spain?
I think using a locally based advisor is very important, Howard. I can totally understand residents living here or wishing to move here and wanting to retain their UK advisor, who may have provided them with very good advice over many years, and who they may have developed a close relationship with. But putting to one side regulation for the moment with regards to Brexit and the fact that UK advisors are in most cases no longer able to advise residents of Europe, it's unlikely that a UK advisor who lives in the UK and will have the majority of their clients in the UK will have a thorough understanding of the taxation rules in Spain and keep up to date with the changes, not just on a national level, but also on a local level, bearing in mind that there are 17 autonomous regions in Spain, each with their own variations with regards to tax and inheritance rules. The tax rules in Spain are very different to the rules in the UK, and in the same way I wouldn't even consider providing estate, investment or pension planning to someone living in a country other than the country I live, work and am immersed in, I just struggle to believe that a UK advisor will know the ins and outs, for example, of Spanish inheritance tax and Spanish succession laws. And if the UK advisor hasn't considered all the rules and the potential pitfalls, in not just in Spain, but regards to the regional rules, then undoubtedly it could result in their clients investing in inappropriate solutions or paying unnecessary tax, or that their beneficiaries have to deal with unnecessary complications on their death. Over the 20 years I've been advising British expatriates in Spain, I have come across many UK nationals who have found themselves having to deal with difficult problems or quite substantial tax consequences as a result of inappropriate advice they've received from their UK advisor whilst living in Spain. And at the same time, a local advisor who is regulated to provide advice in Spain and who has experience with dealing with similar clients can provide the best solutions and be on hand to help their clients whenever the need arises.
Does the size of the advisory firm make a difference? And what about longevity?
Yeah, I believe so, Howard. So, for example, at Blevins Franks, we're committed to providing all of our UK and EU-based clients with a high-quality local service, which means that across the company and all the countries we work in, we have partners, private client managers, paraplanners, and administration support, all working together in our 22 local offices. Our partners and private client managers are highly experienced and fully qualified and regulated to provide British expatriates with financial, estate planning, investment and pension advice. And the emphasis here, Howard, should be on the S when I refer to partners and private client managers, because should a partner or private client manager fall ill, retire or leave, because of our size, we have others already in the office or nearby to be able to continue to look after our clients. And as our regular listeners will know, I've often spoken about the importance of regular reviews and the fact that at Blevins Franks we employ private client managers whose sole job is to ensure that all our clients' portfolios, objectives, circumstances and tax situation are reviewed each year, which shows our commitment to our existing clients. All of our 22 local offices are supported by our administration centre, client services and trust departments in Malta. And we have our tax advisory team in London, which has a number of specialist tax advisors providing our clients with cross-border tax advice and keeping our partners and private client managers up to date with any tax or regulatory changes at both the state and local level. And then we have our pension specialist department who are qualified to give pension advice. And we have our investment committee, which is international and which is supported by our investment services team and their task of continually reviewing our clients' investment portfolios. They're talking to the various fund managers we use and make recommendations as to how the portfolios should be modified or tweaked in order to remain in line with our client's attitude to risk and to be invested appropriately according to the market cycle and economic data. They are also responsible for ensuring that the portfolios meet the local regulations and requirements of the various jurisdictions we advise in.
What should we look for in an advisory firm, and what sort of questions should we ask them? What about regulation and qualifications?
Well, Howard, there's no doubt that experience needs to be combined with qualifications and high professional standards. Finance, investing, pensions, estate planning and taxation, they're all very technical subjects which require specialist understanding. And so it's important that listeners ensure that the advisor or the firm of advisors they are using have professionals with officially recognised qualifications and who keep up to date with financial and regulatory changes. For example, if you were living in the UK, most advisors have the diploma in regulated financial planning or an equivalent and the level 4 diploma in regulated financial planning meets the UK Financial Conduct Authorities or FCA qualification requirements. I would say that this qualification really does help to develop an advisor's core technical knowledge and financial planning capabilities. And at Blevins Franks, all of our advisors, whether partners or private client portfolio managers, all hold this qualification or the equivalent. For security and peace of mind, Howard, there is no doubt in my mind that our listeners should choose an advisory firm which abides by national and international regulations and is regulated by a reputable body. And of course, that they take qualifications seriously and set the bar high when it comes to ensuring that all of their advisors are at the appropriate standard.
And finally, Brett, what makes Blevins Franks different from any other advisory firms?
Well, Blevins Franks started the year I was born, which was 1975, and began life as a firm providing tax and investment advice, primarily in London in the UK. But over time, as clients moved abroad, we found that there was a lack of quality advice available for British expatriates moving to Spain. And this was also the case as clients of ours moved from the UK to other European countries such as France, Portugal, Cyprus, and Malta. And so over time, offices were set up to provide local advice to British expatriates living in all of these jurisdictions, whilst at the time we recruited specialists in each of the fields we advise on in order to assist our local offices, such as pension specialists, cross-border tax advisors, and trust experts. In the 23 years or so I've been in Spain with Blevins Franks, I've seen the firm continually grow, and I would say that this growth has been even more rapid since Brexit and the greater need for British expatriates to obtain advice. We now have 22 local offices across the 7 countries we advise in, with over 50 partners and private client managers. And we continue to expand and recruit, currently with over 200 employees. We have over 3 billion euros of funds under management, and we're advising over 5,000 families across Europe.
Well, that's some history. Thank you, Brett. Well, the website is blevinsfranks.com, and everything's there, isn't it?
It is, Howard. So if anyone would like to get in touch with us, then the best way to do that is via our website, blevinsfranks.com.